Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Nomad Century: How Climate Migration Will Reshape Our World, is a nonfiction work of climate analysis, science journalism, and public policy argument by Gaia Vince. The book examines one of the largest social consequences of global heating, the displacement of people from regions made increasingly unsafe by heat, drought, wildfire, flooding, crop failure, and sea level rise. Vince writes for a broad audience rather than a narrow academic field, combining climate science, demographic trends, economic reasoning, and reporting on human adaptation. Her central purpose is to shift the discussion of climate migration away from panic and border defense and toward planning, cooperation, and survival. The book does not treat migration as a secondary humanitarian issue, but as a defining feature of the coming century. It argues that societies must prepare for large-scale movement while also cutting emissions, rebuilding cities, changing agriculture, and rethinking national responsibility in a warming world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, climate migration is presented as an unavoidable consequence of planetary heating. Vince places human movement at the center of climate change, rather than treating it as an indirect side effect. Her argument begins from the premise that many regions where people currently live will become harder to inhabit as temperatures rise and climate extremes intensify. Heat stress, water scarcity, failed harvests, wildfire, storm damage, and coastal flooding do not operate separately. They combine to undermine housing, work, food systems, insurance, public health, and political stability. The book is especially concerned with the fact that these pressures will fall unevenly. People with the least wealth and political power are often least responsible for emissions and least able to adapt in place. This framing changes the moral and practical question. If displacement is likely on a very large scale, then the priority cannot be simply preventing movement. The realistic task is to reduce avoidable harm, create legal pathways, and prepare receiving regions. By making migration a predictable adaptation challenge, Vince pushes readers to think beyond emergency relief and toward long-term redesign of human geography. Secondly, the book maps a shift in habitability toward cooler and wetter regions. A distinctive feature of Nomad Century is its attention to the changing geography of human settlement. Vince argues that climate change will alter where food can be grown, where cities can function, and where human bodies can safely work outdoors. The book gives particular emphasis to cooler northern regions, including parts of Canada, Northern Europe, and Northern Asia, which may become more central to future settlement as tropical and subtropical areas face stronger heat and water stress. This is not presented as a simple promise that the Arctic will become a benign new frontier. Northern expansion would involve damaged ecosystems, fragile soils, infrastructure gaps, indigenous rights, difficult governance questions, and major environmental risks. The importance of the argument is that it links migration to spatial planning. If future habitable zones are not where current population centers are concentrated, then housing, transport, energy, food production, and political institutions must be designed ahead of time. Vince uses this geographical lens to show that adaptation is not only technological, but territorial. Thirdly, migration is reframed as a survival strategy, rather than a security threat. One of the book's central interventions is its rejection of the common assumption that migration is primarily a crisis for receiving countries. Vince emphasizes that movement has long been a normal human response to danger, scarcity, and opportunity. In the climate context, migration can preserve lives, skills, families, and cultural continuity when staying becomes impossible. She also argues that receiving societies can benefit from migration, particularly where populations are aging, workforces are shrinking, and essential services need labor. This does not mean that integration is automatic or frictionless. Housing, schools, health systems, language access, and labor protections must be planned for, or migration can become exploitative and politically volatile. The book therefore distinguishes between unmanaged displacement and organized migration. The first produces avoidable suffering and fear. The second can distribute costs, match people with opportunities, and strengthen host communities. Vince's reframing is important because it challenges border-centered thinking. She asks readers to see mobility as part of climate resilience, not as evidence that resilience has failed. Fourthly, adaptation requires new, urban, agricultural, and energy systems. Nomad Century does not stop at the claim that people will move. It asks what kinds of places they will move into and how those places can be built without repeating the environmental damage that helped create the crisis. Vince discusses the need for dense, efficient, low-carbon cities that can house large populations without extreme land consumption. This includes attention to building materials, transport, energy supply, water systems, waste recovery, and access to work. The book also links migration to agriculture, since changing temperature and rainfall patterns will affect where crops can be grown and how food is distributed. Future settlement cannot be separated from food security, clean power, and climate-resilient infrastructure. The reasoning is practical: if millions of people arrive in regions without housing and services, political hostility will intensify and ecological pressure will increase. If cities and farms are planned around emissions, reduction, and resource efficiency, migration can become part of adaptation rather than a new source of instability. Vince presents infrastructure as a social contract, not merely an engineering problem. Lastly, the strongest obstacle is political cooperation, not only technical capacity. The book is often optimistic about what societies could do, but its proposals depend on a level of coordination that current politics rarely achieves. Vince calls for planned migration, international cooperation, investment in receiving regions, and humane legal systems for people forced to move. These ideas confront nationalism, racial exclusion, economic inequality, and the tendency of wealthy states to treat climate migration as someone else's problem. The book also touches on broader climate interventions and restoration efforts. But even technological responses require governance, consent, funding, and safeguards against unintended consequences. This is where the argument is most challenging. The science of risk can identify pressures, and planners can imagine new cities. But decisions about who moves, who pays, who is welcomed, and whose land is transformed are deeply political. Vince's contribution is to make that political difficulty visible without allowing it to become an excuse for inaction. The book implies that the failure to plan will not prevent migration. It will only make migration more dangerous, unequal, and conflict-prone. In conclusion, Nomad Century is best suited to readers who want to understand climate change as a human geography problem, not only an emissions or technology problem. It will be useful for policymakers, urban planners, environmental students, migration researchers, journalists, and general readers who want a broad account of how climate pressures may reshape settlement, labor, food systems, and national borders. Its practical benefit is that it encourages early planning, legal migration pathways, resilient housing, low-carbon infrastructure, and public narratives that reduce fear of newcomers. Its intellectual benefit is the way it connects climate science with demography, economics, ethics, and governance. Compared with many climate books that focus mainly on decarbonization, disaster, or individual behavior, Vince's work stands out by making movement itself the organizing issue. It is neither a technical manual nor a narrowly academic study, and some readers may find its political assumptions ambitious. Even so, its strength lies in forcing a neglected question into the foreground: if large areas become less habitable, where will people go? And what obligations will societies have before the emergency arrives? If you would like to support Gaia Vince, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.